Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, your fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working in the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now from California, IA, out there, the land of fruits and nuts, and he's a little bit outside the nut zone. It's the one and only, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Good morning.
There they are. There's quite a group over there again. I don't know what's going on, but the doggone hotel is full. Okay, thanks, guys. The hotel is full again back here. I have no idea what's going on. It's been that way since Saturday morning when I left to take my one and only day off.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the news is kind of stuck in a cycle right now. And the cycle is Biden doesn't seem to be able to do anything right. The border, again, is just blowing up in his face. Thousands of Haitian migrants have been released into the interior USA. We just found that out yesterday. We were told they were sending them back, right?
That's right.
Well, this undercuts the Biden administration's public statements, insisting that the thousands in the camp faced immediate expulsion, to the interior part of the U.S.
Well, that's right. I think, and also being given notices to appear and so forth, we'll see how that goes. But evidently, Captain, some of the Haitian migrants became quite unhappy, shall we say, and began throwing shoes at one of the planes that had flown them, I think, back to Haiti. And some of the INS personnel were actually injured, not seriously, we understand, but injured in that incident. Things are getting very, very rough, to say the least. So now you have a lot of these people that have come to Del Rio. A lot of people are asking, how did they get there? Well, they didn't come from Haiti.
No.
Del Rio. They came through Mexico, or they had been in Mexico or other places south of the border prior to that.
These people had moved out because of the earthquake that they'd had originally in Haiti back about a dozen years ago, 10 years ago or so. And they had already moved into other areas of Central Southern America. They were working. They had jobs. But then the word got out that Well, all you got to do is come to the border, and America will let you in, and you'll get three hots and a cot and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. So they all decided to make their way to America to become, you know, to come here. And by the way, they weren't coming to be here temporarily, as we heard Jen Psaki say. They were coming here to stay here.
Well, of course. I mean, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. You have people that, as you said, they've heard the welcome wagon has basically been put out in terms of the messaging that is reaching these people, regardless of what Vice President Harris has said, regardless of what Joe Biden might say. The messaging, I think, has been very clear. And you're right; they're not visiting the United States. They're trying to come live in the United States.
They're lying. We know exactly what they're doing. They're trying to overload the system, just like they have been since the original days of the Cloward-Piven strategy back in the early 60s when Lyndon Baines Johnson, the Great Society, and all that crap came out. They've been trying to do it ever since. This is the fundamental transformation of America. We're watching it take place right in front of us, and it is all about Barack Obama when he walked out just days after being elected. And said that you are about to witness the fundamental transformation of America. Well, that's what's going on.
Well, you're exactly right, Captain. I'm glad that you're mentioning it, because people have to understand, too, that I think a lot of people think, well, it really couldn't be that. I mean, that just sounds too evil. It just sounds too nefarious. But that's exactly what we're observing. Our
Correct.
Eyes are not deceiving us. So
nope.
we have to get on board with what we're witnessing here.
Nope, and we have to understand that this is what's happened with everything that's been taking place. Okay, well, real quick, we're going to go to the phone lines. Okay, 60 seconds with Todd. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen, okay? And all you Americans out there, can you look yourself in the mirror who voted for a Democrat? Okay, I know the election was stolen by Trump, but still, can you see the disaster that Joe Biden is? Donald, I want you to make sure you get the list of 642 people that got arrested. I want that published. I want to know every single name, because we know the Trump supporters and we know the frauds. Okay, we're not giving you another dollar, because the money goes to you. We're not giving anybody any money until you give us that list of those names. I want those people out of jail, period. Okay, the Democrats are you couldn't pay me all the money in the world to go up there and lie like Jen Psaki. She's a disaster. Stand up for our country. I'll see you tomorrow, Captain. Peace.
Alrighty, and by the way, Kyle, I'm going to let you go here because we're going to take a break. But that's what he said and has some merit. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Alright, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Kyle. The professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I do believe I will take it right away. The bang-up job you did there, my friend. Okay, now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. You've heard me talk about it for a number of years because the fact of the matter is, as I take it, it works for me. I took a packet at midnight. I was having a little bit of discomfort with my leg, and the pain had actually gone up into my knee. And guess what? I took the Relief Factor, and in about 20 minutes, it was gone. G-O-N-E, gone. That's how it works for me, and it can work for you the same way, but the only way you're going to know is if you try it to begin with. So go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. By the way, it's also on the homepage of my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. But click on that link that's right there, and you'll see all the information that you need to get you started. And you can try the 1995 3-week quick start, which is what everybody else does, and away you go. Now, what's good about it is it's all natural. There are no drugs in it. It's got the natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. All ingredients that you need to have anyway that's good for you. So, understand that it will support a healthy routine for you. It'll help the healing process to help you with whatever the problem is that you got going on. But the most important thing is, in my case, it reduces the swelling in my left leg and ankle, and it also gets rid of the pain when I have it because it goes right straight to the source of the pain. So ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there and check out the Relief Factor. $19.95 is what it costs to get started. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've got another caller on the line. I'm going to go right to the caller. Mike in Clearwater, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Hi, Kyle. You know, Kyle, when they first started this recall effort to get Governor Newsom out, you know, it pretty much looked good, right? And everybody was all riled up, and we're going to get him out, and we're going to get new direction. Then he says, well, we're going to, you know, if you put me out and put a Republican in, we're going to go over a COVID cliff. And then, oh, by the way, if you keep me in, you're going to get $600 in your pocket. Now, I think that the Democrats know they're in trouble. And I wonder, sometime between now and next year maybe, that what's the likelihood of, as we get close to the midterms, they say, oh, well, guess what? Another stimulus payment. Everybody gets, you know, $2,000 or whatever the case. I think they're so desperate that they were able to buy votes in California, and I wouldn't be surprised if they don't try to buy votes again at the national level as we get close to this time next year, around September, October. So what do you think, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Okay, go ahead, Kyle, because I know the answer to that one, but go ahead.
Yeah, well thank you. Mike, for the call, as always. And I got to tell you, I do think that they were watching very closely in California. They were watching exactly the way that Gavin Newsom glommed on to essentially just COVID. He didn't talk about any of the issues that Larry Elder was talking about. He wasn't talking about crime. He wasn't talking about homelessness. He wasn't talking about people leaving California. It was all, as Mike had said, we're going to go over a COVID cliff. And then, of course, yes, also trying to grease the wheels, as it were, with these kinds of stimulus payments. I do think that the Democrats are watching very closely, and they are looking at that to maybe have a map of 2022 and 2024 if they can keep scaring people making people think that, hey, it's a COVID problem, and we got to send out some more money. That could very well be what their strategy is.
Are you done?
Yep.
Well, here's what's going on, folks. The economy looks significantly worse now than it did 3 months ago. The Federal Reserve just announced a downgrade of their expectations for the economy, lowering their forecast for growth and raising forecasts for unemployment and inflation, according to materials released yesterday at the conclusion of the Fed's two-day monetary policy meeting. Did you know they were having that meeting?
Yes, and they may do some maneuvers next year.
Well, it gets worse. The new projections show the median expectation for the economy to grow at an inflation-adjusted 5.9% this year, down from the expectation of double digits at the beginning of the year for a 7% growth rate at the June meeting when it never made it. So the economy is stagnating thanks to Joe Biden, thanks to his policies, thanks to all the different things that he's doing. You got no one to blame but Joe Biden for all of this, and it is going to happen. And I would not be shocked at all, if they did throw another stimulus in there. I would not be shocked because I don't know what it'll be. You know, it could be. I don't think there won't be any more of these $500 or $600 deals. It'll be, well, we're going to give everybody $1,000 or something like that just to tickle their fancy. Want to bet?
Well, I think you're right because, again, they realize what helps to win them elections. Money talks, and in large part the idea that, you know, in fact, the polls had even reflected some of this. We think Joe Biden at that time,
yep,
the polls would say, we think he's going to handle COVID better. Of course,
yeah,
he hasn't.
But we have to be smarter than they are, and here's what we need to do. We need to realize that the stimulus checks that we got to begin with didn't really help matters all that great.
Well, no, as a matter of fact. And in fact, Captain, as we watch to see the eviction moratoriums finally come to an end, you're still going to have people who are going to say, I can't pay my rent, even though there was money that's supposed to be there to help them pay their rent, because I think in large part they didn't ever pay their rent.
Yeah.
They got something else.
All right, let's go to the phone lines, and we got Mel in Saratoga Springs. Okay, Mel.
Yeah, stimulus my behind. You know, all that money is your own darn money. So people got to just wake up and stop thinking about, oh, I'm getting a little bit of money. It's your own, more or less, a holiday where you can vote 3-4 weeks at a clip, and instead of having one day election and the vending machines and this and that, stuffing the freaking machines and all this. I mean, people, you know, when's the lead going to start flying? When are these politicians going to start getting some lead poison? I mean, this nonsense has got to quit.
Well,
this stuff is going down the toilet.
I hear you.
Violence has to happen.
I hear you.
Violence has got to happen.
I hear you,
but people got to start paying the price.
Thank you. Okay, but I hear you. But that's not going to, you know, the only way that we can fix this problem. And Dan the Man, our senior political analyst, our professor extraordinaire, is on the line. Dan, the only way that we're going to fix this is to vote these bums the hell out of office.
You have to if you want to keep inflation even manageable.
That's right.
You give another stimulus payment, you just put fuel on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got too much money chasing too few goods out there.
Yep.
As far as California goes, California is an example, you know, how to buy a vote. But California is California. I don't think that's going to play well in the Midwest. I think the average person is smart enough to know, at least in the Midwest and the South, that you give another stimulus payment, they're out for something.
Yep.
And they're going to try to buy your vote. I'll give the American people that.
Yep.
I think out there that's a different breed of cat. I think more than anything, some of the things Elder was saying does not play well in California because their store of value, and Kyle could probably acknowledge this, is to keep home building down. Because existing homes, the price of those just go up and up and up. It's a store of value.
Yep.
You know, Elder was saying that a lot there. You know, we gotta get new subdivisions. We gotta build new housing. We gotta help the homeless. And the existing homeowner goes, this is my life right here, my home.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that played well. And really, Newsom didn't even have to say anything about it. That's kind of a California tradition out there.
Right.
But I don't see where we're gonna get, pardon me?
No, go ahead.
Oh, I just think that any more stimulus. I think we're in this inflationary trend right now because there's a lot of money floating around out there from free stimulus.
And see, no one's reported on what the Fed meeting, the 2-day meeting, had to say. Except I just did it right now. I haven't heard any news sources at all saying what I just said. Those are pretty tough words coming from the Fed.
Yeah, they're pretty tough, but the Fed's kind of messed up too because we're in a different terrain right now.
Remember
how to handle this.
Okay, and I got to run, and I will talk to you again real soon, my friend.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan. Thank you. Okay, Dan the Man up in Lafayette, Indiana. Kyle, you hang on, and folks, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch as we're going to reach on over here and get Ron Edwards to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration has decided to grant an emergency use authorization to Pfizer's COVID vaccine for a booster shot for people 65 and older, those at high risk for severe disease, and those whose jobs put them at high risk for infection. The approval following the recommendation of an advisory panel that met last week and voted down the booster for the general public. Before any shots can be administered, the Centers for Disease Control must sign off on the recommendation. A CDC advisory committee will meet Thursday to discuss the FDA's decision. And the Federal Reserve indicated that it may slow its efforts to stimulate the economy amid signs of progress in its recovery. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said Wednesday that the body's test for inflation has already been met, while their benchmark for employment is not there yet. Powell also said that Congress's decision on raising the debt ceiling could change the Fed's future plans. This is USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We appreciate you very much doing that for us. By the way, before I tell you who's bringing you this segment, I want to mention to everybody, don't forget tonight's the night here in Tampa. Big, 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 big night. The Job Creators Network is going to be here with their national tour. And our governor, Ron DeSantis, is going to kick things off with a 20-minute policy speech. I'm telling you, if there's any way at all that you can be there, you should be. We still have some general admission tickets. Now, there's a buy one, get one deal where it costs you $25. You can buy one ticket and get one for free. So that means the tickets will only cost you $12.50. You have to go to the website for the radio station, theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com. Become a loyalty member, a loyalty club member. Costs you nothing to do it, okay? You get an opportunity to get into different contests, this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. But you do that, and you get one ticket for free when you buy one ticket as a loyalty club member. There you go. And I look forward to seeing you tonight, as well as a lot of other people. Going to be a great, great, great night in Tampa tonight. We're going to have a lot of things going on, and watch tomorrow and see what our governor had to say tonight. Okay, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Now, All you got to do is go over to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at all the great things that he has there, and it's got a price, and it says with promo code. Okay, the promo code that you need to use is CAPTAIN. Very simple. CAPTAIN over at MyPillow.com. You go over there, you take a look at whatever you want, use the word CAPTAIN. Now, right now, they've got a buy one, get one free on the Giza sheets. Holy smokes. Oh, buy one, get one free. Promo code CAPTAIN. Now, if you want to call them, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them a call and place your order that way. Ask any questions you want. You'll be talking to a real person, not a computer. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, back on track. New information released shows the scant evidence of a surge in crime wasn't so scant at all after NBC reported how things were getting so much better. The Biden administration was getting crime under control. Yeah, in whose lifetime? Now, property damage did see a drop due to COVID-19 because everybody was staying home, right?
Right.
But violent crime skyrocketed. Now, according to Fox News, crime statistic experts pointed out that the statistical tracking used was misleading at best, since their report at NBC News combined seven types of violent crime and merged them all together. And then they applied this to 22 states, and it was not accurate. Now, Fox took the information and broke it down the way it was supposed to be, and it didn't show that anything was getting any better, that it was, in fact, getting worse.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, more people were subjected to domestic abuse, crime, especially children and so forth, because of the close quarters and everybody essentially mandated to stay home for long periods of time. So, unfortunately, Captain, we also know that more and more people suffered a lot of mental illness as a result of this. So taken in total, this is one of the worst times, and to try to sugarcoat it certainly is wrong altogether. In fact, in my area, there's been a major spike in crime in a specific place in the Los Angeles area, in the Melrose Corridor, where they're having some pretty brazen things happening. And this is a big news story in Southern California. Why the huge spike in crime in Melrose? And it goes on and on. And that's because, Captain, we're seeing people that just now are deciding that, hey, I'm going to go out and do whatever I want to do. The effects of the pandemic and the shutdown, we're seeing these great effects, unfortunately.
And what we're talking about might have something to do with this Brian Laundrie deal, because the two of them, him and his fiance Gabby, they were out traveling the countryside together. They've been out for 4 or 5 months on this big, long tour, and apparently their patience wore thin. They were having fights and arguments, and the last thing I heard yesterday was another witness came forward and said that he was slapping her around, physically slapping her around, in a restaurant, in a public venue.
Yes, exactly. And these are more and more disturbing details that are coming out. Of course, we know the fate of Gabby. We're going to have more information on specifics, we understand, from the medical examiner. Brian Laundrie still is missing. They were now diving, had some divers in that area of the Carlton Reserve. We don't know exactly why at this point.
Well, they probably think that a gator got him, or an animal got him, or he might have drowned himself.
Right, exactly. So how are they coming up with this information? But all that will come out at some point, we understand. But it just goes to show, unfortunately, that we're living in a very, very precarious time when and people will see it and out in the big world. A lot of times people don't have a filter. There's more and more spontaneous sort of yelling that goes on and this kind of stuff, confrontations, I should say. We saw what happened at Carmine's just recently in New York City. My goodness gracious, I mean, we're seeing these kinds of things happen, and anybody who might say, no, it's all getting better, isn't looking.
Yeah, and by the way, there's enough pictures of this guy out on the Internet and whatnot, and John Walsh with America's Most Wanted is doing a special program I think it's, is it tonight or tomorrow?
That's a good question. I think it's tomorrow night, yeah.
Yeah, he's doing a special program on this to get the word out there again to try to locate this man because his group is actively pursuing this individual, Brian Laundrie, and he needs to be taken off the streets. I mean, person of interest, hell. There's enough circumstantial stuff right now that they need to take him and they need to sit him down and just say, okay, why'd you do it?
Exactly. Because, Captain, what we saw happen, anybody who comes back from a trip leaving behind the woman he purportedly loves and wants to marry and then acts as though nothing ever happened because now she's just gone.
Boy.
None of it makes any sense.
Yep.
And this is why this story obviously has captivated America. And somebody's out there somewhere is going to see this guy if he's at large, and they're going to report it.
Yep. Now, in Iowa, in the upper Midwest, Joe Biden is having a bit of a problem because the people have finally had enough of old Joe, and the poll numbers are showing that. He's down in the 30s.
Exactly. Well, Captain, is there any aspect of the Biden administration at this point where they're scoring points? I don't think so. Where if you look at what happened...
They're trying to add points. CNN did a poll, and the way they figured it, they gave Joe Biden 10 extra points, and it still was 53%, which means it was actually 43%.
Well, they spotted him.
Yeah, they spotted him 10 points.
Well, but I got to tell you, from immigration to the economy to Afghanistan, and also, Captain, I think to the general feeling of stability...
Yeah.
He's losing on all the fronts.
Well, you wait till you see the continuing effects of inflation and what it's going to do to goods and services and products and people, especially to people on fixed incomes. I feel so sorry for the people that are on fixed incomes. They get X amount of dollars a month and that's it, not one dime more. They're going to have to be out on the street begging for breadcrumbs.
And that's the unfortunate truth. You're not exaggerating at that point.
No, because, I'm not.
Yeah, because
I wish I was.
Yeah, well, exactly. Even if you try to go out to a restaurant to eat, your favorite place, I have several of those, and but it's starting to go up.
No kidding, $18 for meatloaf.
Yeah.
In one place that I can mention is right in my backyard. $18 for a meatloaf dinner. That's the mainstay of a lunch special at a diner.
Right. Exactly right. And I can tell you, I think the crowds have been pretty light. People aren't going out at lunchtime, to go out and have lunch. And if you go to the store.
Unless the captain shows up.
Unless the captain is there, that's the draw.
Yeah.
You know? but what I mean to say is that, you know, in the business world and so forth, you go out at lunchtime, you usually expect to see a lot of people frequenting these places. But then if you go to the grocery store and, you fill up a bag of groceries, well, it's probably going to cost you a significant amount more than it used to.
But a lot of people are going to the grocery store and buying bread and cheese and some meat, sandwich meat, and they're making their own sandwiches that they never used to do that, and now they're doing it.
Exactly right.
Yep, but even that's getting expensive.
It is.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Going to let you know what's going on weather-wise around the country. And yeah, we got some weather to talk about. And, boy, it's getting cold up north right now. LJ, you got your long underwear up ready? Your logs in the fire and all that stuff? Holy smokes. It's getting chilly, chilly, chilly. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch motors on.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, Donna, we'll do that. Don, you too. And you guys take them safe up there where you're at up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, which, by the way, the rain finally went away up that way, and it went further up the line. And we'll talk about all that in a minute, but the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilots and Flying Jays. A call across the United States. They are the largest truck stop chain in the country. And if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, you should be, because you'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the store, and it's just like having a bank account. You'll have a whole bunch of points added up that you can use to deduct off your purchases in the restaurant as well as in the store. Now, if you want to get a discount on your fuel, you can get a Pilot or Flying J fuel card and because they've got a discount program there. The more you buy, the cheaper it gets. So there you go. All righty. In the meantime, we're going to play something we haven't played in a while. We haven't played this group in a while. We used to play this group quite a bit because of the new songs. We kept finding out about them. And Kyle's going to know who this is right away. So here it comes.
You know she made me rock and roll again. Put the swagger in my soul again. Push me back across the line.
Kyle, who is that group?
Well, that's Blackberry Smoke.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, every time I hear that, that's one of the first songs we played when we first found out about them, remember?
Yep.
And, I mean, that they just got something about them that just makes them easy to listen to.
Yes, very much. Well, they're authentic. That's really a big impact when you hear them, I think.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to read this, and I'm going to give it to you. A slow-moving cold front will gradually progress through the middle Atlantic up through the Northeast through Friday into Saturday, and possibly some severe weather and heavy rainfall, which may bring flash flooding along, too. Now, the trailing into the cold front will bring daily rounds of strong thunderstorms. Some of them could be severe, capable of producing locally heavy downpours, as well as high winds, and in particular over South Florida. That's all tied up into this. So tell us what's going on there tonight, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Out west tonight, we have a pretty clear map, and so that's some good news, because wherever you're trucking and driving across the highways and byways, you don't have any severe weather alerts to be aware of. We did have some very, very warm temperatures in Southern California and the Southwest. Some of that is going to be cooling down as we head into autumn. And by the way, folks, yesterday, that was September the 22nd, that was essentially the first day of autumn, and that means that the sun is crossing over the equator, and it means that the days for us up here in the northern hemisphere are going to start getting shorter.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's right, and we're heading towards the end of the year, but so we went through a milestone now with the fall equinox, basically, so that's what's happening out there. We do have some temperatures to tell you about. Right now in Helena, Montana, you're looking at 63 degrees. Salt Lake City, our friends at the Flying J there, you're looking at 60 degrees. And on Thursday, you're looking for a pretty mild 75 degrees. Las Vegas, if you're walking along the strip right now, you're at 80 degrees, but you'll still see almost 100 degrees on Thursday.
Well, we got a couple of areas in Texas tonight. One's about the Metroplex, where we got some unsavory air conditions there, poor air quality, as well as down to the south and west of San Antonio. If you're headed to Laredo, you'll be down there in that area where it's kind of settled in. But up there again tonight in our friends up there in Duluth, Minnesota, you got yourself another frost warning, as well as the northern part of Wisconsin, this time all the way across the northern part of Wisconsin, and up into the upper peninsula of Michigan, again, a frost warning. Down through the central part of Wisconsin, down towards Madison, another frost warning. A little blustery on Lake Michigan tonight, both sides of the lake. Now, here we go. We got some interesting weather over there in eastern Michigan, to include Detroit, to include Toledo, to include about 70 miles or so along the Ohio Turnpike from the Indiana line inward. We've got rain. We've got flood watches and warnings. We've got some severe weather warnings up there north and east of Detroit. We've got a radio affiliate up in there that's listening to us tonight, and so you guys up in there and are getting some rain, it looks like, the boots. So you guys be careful. And then Pennsylvania again, Kyle, the central part of Pennsylvania, inland, east of Pittsburgh and east of Erie, and it's, let's see here, about 50, 60 miles inland and all the way over to the Jersey coastline. You've got some rain in some areas along I-80. You've got some flash flooding going on. I-81 coming up out of Maryland, West Virginia, all the way up to southern New York to just about Binghamton. You've got rain there. You've got Binghamton. You got rain across I-84 over into Poughkeepsie. And it looks like as if we got still a little bit of mountain flooding going on down there in the mountains of Virginia and North Carolina. Now, in the Gulf, Kyle, if you take a look down there, we've got some blustery conditions from about Big Bend, Florida, all the way across over to New Orleans, and then it's kind of patchy all the way over there towards Houston. But we still got the storms out there to talk about in the Atlantic Ocean. Now, the two that are named, namely Peter and Rose, they're so far not affecting any land per se, but this one big depression that's down there that's taking the lower track, Tropical Depression System number 18, that is probably going to be a player in the game in about a week. And that storm that went up the East Coast, it kind of got out in the Atlantic, in the northern Atlantic.
Right.
It's starting to reform again. It looks like it's coming back to the west.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, you never know with these storms. You have to be ready, be prepared.
Yeah. Now, tell us about the Pilot and the Flying J.
All right, folks, don't forget, September is Driver Appreciation Month. You still have a few days left here. Be sure to join the Drivers Club. And also remember, hashtag thank a trucker, because if you went to a store and got it, a trucker brought it there for you.
No kidding.
To go get. So don't forget, by joining the Drivers Club, you get access. You can start saving points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy as well. And you definitely want to download the app so you can keep track of your points and also get other great offers from the Pilot and Flying J. When you go to their website, either on your mobile phone or on your computer, don't forget to check out the locations finder. You can find the closest Pilot or Flying J to you and plan your trip accordingly. PilotFlyingJ.com.
Yep, and don't forget tonight here in Tampa, the Bring Back Small Businesses tour going to be here at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay. Go to the Answer Tampa Bay, or TheAnswerTampa.com, TheAnswerTampa.com. There's still general admission tickets. We've got a deal where you can buy one, get one for free by becoming a member of our loyalty club. So there you go. Kyle, hang on. And folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two, right around the corner. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work.
After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.